from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's good, but it's not as good as the remix with Jay-Z. It's a great song. But the remix with Jay-Z is like one of the greatest collabs of all time. The Jay-Z Linkin Park collab, Numb Encore on this. I'm just letting you know, Charlotte. I know you're a purist. You know, I'm just letting you know.
It's good.
It's good.
I like the original Numb, though.
The original's great. You need a great song to have one of the best collabs of all time. You need two great songs, but the collab is just next level. My name is Mitch Nelts, a.k.a. Thunder, here on Sports Radio 1250 AM. The Fan, sitting in for Sparky through the end of the week. I think Friday we got to get Sparky on the show, don't you think?
I think so. I think that's a good idea.
I think just to, you know, we need his take. We need his opinion. Hear what he's got going on. Joining the show now, he is like one of the number one Milwaukee voices, cheerleaders on the national level, telling everyone the great things about Milwaukee day in and day out, dripping positivity, oozing confidence. He is Omar Sheikh. Omar, welcome to the show.
That's a funny introduction. Great to be on here.
I mean, that's like when I think of you, though, like I think of somebody who loves and embraces and is embraced by his community. And like, there's nothing you wouldn't do. Like, if Milwaukee was a person, there's nothing you wouldn't do for that person. There's nothing you wouldn't do for Milwaukee.
I would definitely marry Milwaukee for sure.
Absolutely. But you're already taken. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah. I'd have to get permission.
Absolutely. All right. So I need some of that positivity. I need some of that oozing right now, because certainly we're reeling a little bit right now with the current Christian Yelich news. I know that you and Christian are good friends. I know that he's got his dinner coming up tomorrow night, and we'll talk about the dinner and what all that helps support. But how are you doing today with the news that they're looking maybe at back surgery or rehab or whatever that might end up being?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
To be honest, I didn't know that. I haven't talked to him in 2-3 days. So that just happened today. Oh, boy.
Yeah. He left the game last night and was put on the injured list today. And so they're trying to figure out. But the way that he spoke about it and the way that Pat Murphy spoke about it, it doesn't sound like he just like twinged something. They think that it might, but I will say that Christian did say in his statement that like sometimes you need to have something big happen to get on the other side of it. And I think the goal is, you know, he's had back issues for a number of years now. And I think I think our goal is to get on the other side of it. Like, you know, so you're not bothered by it. So it's not always like that annoying gnat in the back of your head. If he could get past this and just like go out there and play kind of the way we saw him in the first half of the season, like that's who we want out there, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, and he's been killing it. You know, it's funny. We Bronny and I went out and stayed with him in spring training, and you know, we had actually talked about that. And you know, a lot of great hitters over the years, I mean, they have thumb injuries, and a lot of them have back problems. I've been so busy lately. I didn't even hear that and talk to him in 2 days. Certainly a concern. After the game, I'll reach out to him.
Yep, absolutely. So
hopefully it's a tweak, and hopefully he's back pretty soon.
Yeah, or
hopefully
they can find it, or they can find a rehab, or figure it out so he can come back at some point. Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about the home plate charity concert, because I know he's done this. This is the second annual. He did it last year. I don't know the Nicotine Dolls. You could probably tell me about them, but certainly I'm familiar with Charlie Behrens. Certainly I'm familiar with DJ Shauna. Certainly I'm familiar with Adam from Bread and Flour and some great food there. And would love to hear you know, how this all came about and some of the great you know, local causes that it helps support.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're missing the stars, Scotty McCreary.
Oh, that's true. I read the bullet points, and I just skipped over like the top line. You're right.
American Idol, really talented country artist. So everyone's kind of excited about that. And no, I mean, you know, Christian, you know, we've been close friends, and so he told me he wanted to do a large charity event, and I said, great, let's partner on it. I became the chair of it last year, and did it at the MAC, and brought in a guy named Kelly James. And you know what I've known is special to Christian and his family are really kind of helping families, to be honest. And so this one is going to go out. Visit Milwaukee is one of the recipients. The veterans are another recipient. And it's going to go towards hospitality type scholarships for kids in schools as well. So it's really meaningful to them that, you know, he raises money and donates. And at the same time, he just wants everyone. And a lot of his teammates showed up. Almost the entire team last event showed up. This year, it's at the Pabst. And just going to have like a pre-reception. And then you're going to have Scotty McCreary perform.
Love it. And I think there are some tickets still available. Probably not a lot, though. So visit Milwaukee.org/Yelich. Visit Milwaukee.org/Yelich for more information. And if you want to purchase tickets, and I, you know, I'm looking at the breakdown, you know, the welcome remarks from Charlie and then the Yelich family, and then all sorts of, you know, it just looks like one of those events that Milwaukee is becoming more and more famous for. It's just a fun event, that is ticketed so that people are able to come. You know, it's not a private event. Sure, there's a private VIP, I'm sure, but it's an event that like the public is invited into and supporting a great cause.
Yeah, I mean, that was really important to him too, right? And so it's you know, it's a little bit of a challenging because you've got an event, but then also it's a concert. So the event will kind of take place before, and obviously then the concert's just kind of the fun part afterwards, and hopefully everyone enjoys themselves. But I know that Christian really wants everyone to enjoy it, and you know, again, it's all for the causes, and again, vets and families are the recipients here.
Absolutely, I love that. Omar Sheikh joining us on Sports Radio 1250 AM, The Fan. But before we get to tomorrow night, we got tonight, and tonight is the night market right there on Wisconsin Ave, right outside the doors of Third Street Market Hall. This has taken on a life of its own as well. And we talk about Milwaukee, and we talk about loving our events and loving our community. I mean, this is when this started. Well, Third Street Market Hall wasn't really there yet. But did you, you've gotten more involved, has this like, can you believe what this has become?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. And I think today's a good weather for it. It's a little overcast. It's not really hot. It's great to be around a lot of people. Like if it's 90 degrees and sunny, that's going to be tough.
Yep, I agree.
But you know, we're partners with Westtown. We're one of the sponsors. It's just great. It's just an unbelievable street market that, you know, if it rains, then the default plan is to come in third through Markel. But we get very busy throughout it all.
Of course.
Throughout the market. But it's just a great thing for Milwaukee. I mean, a lot of the times I see people that I haven't seen in a long time that come in from the suburbs just to come here downtown and hang out.
Well, and I think it's one of those great opportunities. You know, we talk about the Yelich dinner, and it's a ticketed event, and it's an affordable ticket, but it's still a ticketed event. You come to the night market, and like downtown is wide open, and it's just like an invitation for everyone, from whether you live in the city, whether you live in the suburbs, whether you're in a rural area. It's a real opportunity to experience Milwaukee in a truly positive manner.
100%. And, you know, for this event tonight, there'll be a little less security than it was here last week.
Well, we got to talk. We got to mention last week, because I know you were very involved in that as well. And as you look back a couple days, not just at the RNC, but also Northwestern Mutual was just here for a few days.
Yeah.
Tell me what it means to Milwaukee to host, you know, to be able not just to host the RNC and show off nationally and internationally, but then have our annual friends, all the Northwestern Mutual people, descend upon the city literally like the same day all the RNC people are leaving, and be able to pull that off without a hitch as well.
It was pretty incredible, actually. And, you know, honestly, anytime we can get on a world stage like that, I mean, the goal is for everybody in all hospitality units to make a lot of money. I know that there were some areas outside the zone that didn't, places that didn't do as well, which makes me really sad. You know, this is my first time getting involved in a national political convention, but I will say this. I mean, every time you went to the Fiserv for the convention, half the people were media. And,
right.
You know, when you have millions and millions of media hits, saying great things about Milwaukee, and how all the delegates were just saying this is like the greatest city ever, the hospitality, everybody was so nice. I mean, it's just going to set us up for future conventions. It's going to set us up for future business. I mean, we're on a world stage here, and with people from around the world saying incredible things about Milwaukee. So I think long term, you know, it's going to certainly benefit all of us. And the fact that they all just loved our city, and there were zero incidents in and around the area, it's incredible.
So it's easy for us to ask the visit something that you noticed that you never knew before. But for you, who's been so entrenched in our community, did you learn anything new either about Milwaukee, or did anything that anybody else said, and not just like the standard, oh, we never knew Milwaukee was so great, but was there anything that truly surprised you or opened your eyes from, you know, being able to look at it through the eyes of people who'd never been here before?
Nothing. I didn't really learn anything new. I mean, I my love for the city. It was just a surreal week. I mean, you know, everyone was so happy. Everyone was so nice. I would say what the learning lessons is, maybe next time around, like if you're in the inner and outer zone, it is difficult. It's difficult to come in. And honestly, you know, when the former president gets shot in the ear 2 days before,
yep,
they're going to be, you know, a little bit extra on the security front. But I'll say in the areas just outside, you know, I would encourage CEOs to tell people to come to work, because there was no local economy. And honestly, getting here on the freeway, it was almost like the pandemic. And then getting into the areas outside the inner and outer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops, and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Zone were really easy. You might not have Valiant-specific restaurants, but there was parking and lots close by. I would have encouraged them to next time say, hey, come down if there is a next time.
Yeah, and I think that's something we all learned, and I know that was something that our friend Peggy Williams learned, and I think that something that, frankly, that our media learned. Like, we all kind of assumed that it was a stay-away situation, and then even by Tuesday morning, we heard, nope, all the regulars keep coming down. And I agree with you. I drove through downtown on the highway numerous times during the week, and you're absolutely right. It felt like pandemic. It was so less crowded. The commutes were so much easier that I thought, like, you know, if I got off at McKinley, or if I got, you know, if I took 794 around to somewhere, like, oh, everything's open. Like, this is, and I think it's a great learning experience. And again, I think we feel bad for some of the businesses that really ramped up and thought something was going to hit and it didn't hit. But hopefully, long term, there's more positivity than maybe a 1 week hit that these businesses did incur.
I certainly think that it will be. I mean, anytime you can promote a city on a world stage and say positive things about it, it's going to help. You know, hopefully people aren't discouraged, and we can go out and try to win the DNC. We won the DNC last time, but. Yep. Honestly, with the pandemic and everything like that, never really got to celebrate it. So it'd be nice to compare notes with both conventions and see how they affect the community.
All right.
That would be my hope.
But Omar, I got to talk to you. You many of the sports teams, many athletes come into your restaurant, especially into Carnivore. Yep. And so I don't know who you know from the Bucks. I mean, I've seen, and you got to get Adam Silver into Milwaukee. And you've got to say to Adam, we built a new
He's
arena.
Been here.
I know, but here's what you got to say to him. You got to say, Adam, we built the arena. And we have Giannis, and we have Dame right now, and we're in the playoffs every year. The All-Star game has it. Like, this, like, I get that not every NBA player wants to come to Milwaukee in February. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
But first of all, it's not as cold as it used to be, right? We've had some mild winters. I need you to pull out one of those knives that has your name on it.
I Silver once.
Yep.
He came in, we gave him a knife. He was a very nice guy. I do know this last time around that Visit Milwaukee, the Bucks, and several smart leaders were really going out and fighting for the All-Star game. But, you know, it also comes down to nicer, like, you know, JW Marriott or, you know, higher-end hotels to be able to win that package as well.
Well, hopefully Hopefully now that the trade is there, that helps sway it, you know, maybe a little bit. But we just need
to,
like,
I hope so. I mean, it would be incredible to host an All-Star game here in Milwaukee.
Right?
I mean, you got the best player on the planet. We have the best player on the planet.
Thank you.
And an unbelievable fight for him. It would be incredible for sure. I do know that all efforts will be made when that time comes again.
Some more news. You mentioned him at the beginning, and I know that you've been close with Ryan Braun for some time. Bronny's going into the Walk of Fame on Sunday, right?
Yep. Is it Sunday or Saturday?
I think Sunday, but you could be right. I could be wrong.
I think I'm with him for a pre-reception on Saturday.
Okay.
Now I'm
all right.
Tomorrow.
Yep. Then it could be.
I'm still recovering from the RC.
Yeah, that's fair. It definitely could be Saturday. I could have heard wrong.
So many things going on.
Let's say this weekend. He's going into the Walk of Fame this weekend.
Yeah.
You know what is? And what does that mean to Ryan? Like, what does it mean for, you know? It's exciting. It's always, again, we love events, so we love celebrating our own. And so what does that mean to you and to Ryan and to the community?
I mean, he's one of my best friends in the world, you know, and honestly, for me and my family, my kids call him Uncle Bronny. And so we've been very close. So it means a ton for us, you know, and he's just been such a good guy to so many people. And I think the community, it means a lot to them. I mean, he was probably the best brewer ever to play. And maybe I'm jaded by saying that. Maybe still people will argue with not saying that, but he gave us some of the most incredible moments in baseball that we've ever seen.
Yeah, there's no, I mean, there's no doubt about some of those moments and just like, you know, reliving a franchise that, that, you know, I mean, not even talking about the playoffs. I mean, this team wasn't 500 for 100 million years in a row.
Totally.
And now all of a sudden has built that expectation that even in a year like 2024, when our favorite son, Craig Counsell, goes to the evil enemy to the south, and it seems like we're bringing in all these young kids, and we've got 40 million pitchers, and we've never even heard of them before, it's still a team that at this point is expected to make the playoffs. Like, and Ryan was part of that culture shift, and it truly was a culture shift, wasn't it?
Oh, 100%, you know, and I mean, you got a team now, though, that, wow, I mean, these young guys are battling. They're in it almost every single game, and I think Murph has just done a great job. He's a gritty, tough coach, took some chances, and it's paying off. So just let's keep the positive hope that these guys keep it up and make the playoffs, and, you know, they've made the playoffs more now in the last, what, 6 years than they have with the entire franchise.
Which is unbelievable. Omar, and I know you love to talk about Milwaukee and all the great things going on, but you deserve an opportunity. Carnivore Steakhouse, 3rd Street Market Hall. You be your own publicist right now. Let us know what's going on. What's fun and exciting at Carnivore and at 3rd Street Market Hall right now?
Everything. I mean, you know, to the market hall, Carnivore is, you know, we're always pushing the limits over there, and trying new menu ideas and just really taking care of our customers. I mean, Carnivore is going really well. The market hall kit continues to grow. We have, now we're full. We have 3 new vendors that just came in, replaced a couple vendors. We have a lot of events on the calendar. Things are going great. And, you know, I think that we have great management teams and staff, and I think that our level of hospitality is up there with anyone.
So I, as you know, I just started a new position at the Symphony, so I'm right across the street from the market hall. And can you tell the folks at Dairyland to make their chicken tenders just not quite as delicious? Because those are dangerous, man. I could eat those, like, I can't eat them 2 or 3 days a week, but I could definitely eat those 2 or 3 days a week.
You got to treat yourself once in a while, buddy.
Once in a while, I totally agree. Yeah. But there's so much good food, and I, you know, from the pho to the burritos to the barbecue to the chicken soup. Like, I mean, there's so many great options there, and it's fun. Like, you bring the kids. There's games, and there's just fun. It's just such a great atmosphere.
And that was really the whole goal, is just to represent a lot of different cultures and just, you know, have all local operators. And honestly, a family can come in, or a group of 6 people can come in, and nobody's arguing over what restaurant you're going to, because they have 20 choices. Full bar, we have, you know, 32 tap beer wall, tap your own beer wall. I mean, Top Golf. There's just so many things to do. And honestly, personally for me, I remember coming here to the Grand when I was a kid, and, you know, so there's a lot of memories, and so that's with a lot of people that walk in here. But for me, I wanted somewhere where families could go, feel comfortable, you know, hang out, because Milwaukee, you know, you can go to a Brewers game, you can go to a Bucks game, you can go to the museum, you can do things, but this really has become a place on weekends. We see a ton of families here. Mom and dad will go to the bar, the kids will play shuffleboard or the bag toss or the video games. And then you also see it as a cultural melting pot where people, and when you transition to the evenings, see people from all walks of life, but everyone really getting along. And that was really sort of the dream, as families and having a place where people can meet people, where everybody, no matter who you are, feels comfortable walking in here.
And I
I would say this is the first project we've ever done where I think we kind of nailed it.
I absolutely agree. I think you've achieved that. I just think of, like, you know, my daughters are 11 and 14, and we live in Whitefish Bay, but we have friends in Franklin, and we have friends in Brookfield. And, like, when we want to meet somewhere and we're not hosting at our house, you know, to meet downtown is a perfect place to meet. And I can't tell you how many times on the weekends we've said to another family, hey, let's just meet at 3rd Street Market Hall. And again, like, you know, kids, you know, kids and appetites. Sometimes they have eating days. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they want sushi. Sometimes they want pasta. Sometimes they want chicken fingers. And the fact that we can come and all get whatever we want, it's like, Omar, like, there's home runs, there's grand slams. Whatever's bigger than a grand slam, I think that's what 3rd Street Market Hall is.
That's so amazing to think. We've got so many great people here and a great management team and a great partner, Josh Krznak, and it's going well, and we're going to continue to, like, push things forward and evolve and whatnot. And, you know, But it's also, you know, it's convenient for families as we have a parking lot attached. You know, if you spend 3 hours here, you can validate. If you spend anything in the food hall, you can validate for $3 for parking. $3 for 3 hours as well, too. So people use that to go to the Bucks games and things of that nature, too.
Yeah, I mean,
you get a lot of pre-Bucks, pre-Admirals and things of that nature.
Absolutely, as you should. Well, Omar, keep up the great work. Keep on letting everybody know locally, regionally, nationally, and internationally about what we all already know. We already know how amazing Milwaukee is. Now we've had the opportunity to let everybody else know, and we're just going to keep spreading that message, aren't we?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, there's a lot of great leaders in the city, and you know, we've proven it's world class now. We just need to keep promoting and pushing.
Awesome. Omar Sheikh, restaurateur, developer, consultant, Carnivore Steakhouse, Third Street Market Hall, and numerous other projects and boards and nonprofit committees and all the things you can do to be involved in your community. Omar is and more. Omar, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Appreciate you as well. Thank you. That's Omar. And remember that dinner going on tomorrow night. You can go to visitmilwaukee.org/Yelich. Scotty McCreary, Charlie Behrens, the Nicotine Dolls, as well as DJ Shauna, who's awesome. Adam Pollock's going to be there. Omar's going to be, I mean, it's going to be an absolute blast tomorrow night.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.